This is the official contest dictation in Beijing 2009.
Welcome to the 2009 InterSteno Shorthand Speech Capturing Competition. The competition will be dictated in three sections, with a pause between each section. Ready? Begin. Many European countries can look back on a long tradition of adult learning. It has close ties with movements on social issues such as workers' and women's rights, and with national and suffrage movements. It, for a long time, has had its own social education agenda. Adult learning centers and adult residential schools, which were designed to include both cultural and educational dimensions, and to promote personal development and democratic citizenship for all, came to be established in many European countries. Over time, these programs were supplemented by second chance schools, vocational training facilities, and colleges deliberately aimed at, among others, hitherto disadvantaged sectors of the population. At the European level, the focus of interest was for a long time on vocational training, with the establishment of committees and specialized technical institutions. As early as the 1970s, European programs started being developed and implemented to foster educational opportunities for people with disabilities, migrants, and young people with no school or vocational qualifications, and to promote equal opportunities for women in the labor market. Besides, examples of good practices in this area have been exchanged and appraised. It was not until the introduction of lifelong learning into the political arena that the European Commission also opened the door to hitherto neglected areas such as adult learning. A new stage of wide-ranging political activity began with the adoption of specific programs to improve the quality and innovation in adult learning and the principles on a strategy for lifelong learning. The European Commission published a memorandum on lifelong learning, which sets forth a strategy for the development of a lifelong learning system and introduces six key topics for discussion. These topics set forth the broad objectives of this system. We have now adopted decisions on lifelong learning and have drawn up a working program which still failed in its initial phase to devote any specific attention to adult learning. The higher education policy was also part of the working program, but from 1999 it had also focused on major restructuring in an attempt to create a European higher education plan. The past few years have also seen European Union-level attempts to promote young people's full participation in education, employment, and society. No measures of this kind are yet in place for adults in different age groups. We have, in principle, welcomed and supported European Commission activities over the past few years in the field of lifelong learning, and have adopted dedicated opinions to back up these activities. the Adult Learning Action Plan emanates from a commission publication on the same subject. The action plan seeks to set forth 5 European Union level priorities. The structures for governance as well as for quality and efficiency shall be improved. Accountability in the delivery of adult learning has to be clarified. Learning support is needed and learning results have to be recognized. We are pleased the European Commission has drawn up an initial action plan on adult learning. We back this plan wholeheartedly, subject to the comments set forth in this opinion. As the action plan again makes clear, the purpose of the working program is also to promote adult learning as a means of fostering social cohesion that encourages active citizenship. It facilitates a fulfilling private and professional life and promotes employability. We warn against any ineffective overlap with vocational training objectives and projects. Particular attention is already given in this context to expanding information and counseling services, building up and implementing the European framework, and furthering good governance in vocational training institutions. All European citizens need lifelong access to modern adult learning opportunities. Throughout life, everyone should have the opportunity to acquire new skills and to refresh and update their know-how. Also, global challenges and opportunities are altering our professional and private lives. These changes necessitate completely new knowledge and skills, which adults in different age groups had no opportunity to acquire when they were in school, in training, or in higher education. We regret the absence of an integrated concept that takes into account the learning opportunities and learning needs of all adults. Moreover, we have consistently called for good learning environments for all, including people with disabilities. This plan generates a range of synergies for all stakeholders. Also, intergenerational, intercultural, and multilingual learning is facilitated. As an adjunct to the action plan, we would ask the Commission to assign a group of adult learning experts the task of preparing a gender mainstreaming plan. It should also include positive actions and take into account the need for lifelong learning. The Commission should consider whether the Adult Learning Action Plan might be enriched by information campaigns on lifelong learning, in the press, and on radio and television. The Commission should address the need for outreach to encourage learning among people who have hitherto been remote from it. This personal contact with socially disadvantaged people is a key element in moves to raise the levels of education, boost adaptability skills for all, and to secure greater equality of access to lifelong learning. We welcome the fact that at the outset, the action plan not only highlights the goal of a competitive knowledge-based economy, but also bases its approach on the vision of a knowledge-based society for all that is mindful of social inclusion and social cohesion. Consideration of further educational requirements and pathways that integrate lifelong learning should occasionally also involve local players. The advancement of people with low skill levels requires not only that they themselves change, but also that steps be taken to break down the continuing barriers to learning. In the selection of target groups, the action plan fails to take enough into account the learning barriers facing people who are disadvantaged. The linguistic and cultural richness brought into play by migrants from both European and non-European countries is one of Europe's key assets. Therefore, further steps should be taken to recognize degrees and other certificates from countries both inside and outside of Europe. The highly diverse legal status of migrants often restricts these people's access to further education, although it also results in certain educational requirements, such as language courses, becoming mandatory. No clear conclusions are drawn from the impact of demographic change on the opportunities for lifelong learning among the older generation who are no longer in paying positions. We point out the many and varied recommendations set forth in the committee's opinion on demographic change. It clearly states that people of any age need to expand their knowledge base, both in their private lives and at a professional level, in order to help share this development, to shoulder responsibility for others, and to be able to live independent lives for as long as possible. In many professional fields, additional skills are needed, while in others, completely new service patterns are emerging for which early and further training should be provided at the initial stage. For this action plan, provisions should be made for learners with special needs, and administrators should, in particular, promote their integration into mainstream education and increase their access to distance learning, especially e-learning. Too little attention is paid to the personal learning needs of adults who, although not economically engaged, are committed members of their communities and of society. They often lack sufficient resources to access adult learning. Our entire formal education system should be available more fully for the learning needs of adults. We would thus repeat our statement that the time is ripe to move beyond the age-related educational restrictions imposed on the European Union public by the European educational systems. Satisfactory skills that are acquired earlier in life should now be recognized. Access to all information technology equipment in educational institutions could help encourage lifelong learning and learning via the Internet. Continuing education at universities has taken a back seat in higher education policies. Universities must also assume responsibility for lifelong learning. Adult education provided by universities and continuing education for graduates should be closely linked to the development of adult education and be incorporated into lifelong learning arrangements. We would also recommend that industry and government set forth incentives that attract people to further learning. Expectations of a return on the investment by continuing education, the only motivation for goals to achieve greater equality of opportunity in accessing lifelong learning. No sound estimate has yet been made regarding the costs involved in recognizing informally acquired skills. In a preemptive move, we would warn this must not under any circumstances be taken as a reason for abandoning any further expansion of adult learning provisions. We also stress the long-term social and economic costs of such large groups of people in society who have such low levels of general and vocational education. The potential opening of the European qualifications framework and the lifelong learning program presuppose now considerable shifts in emphasis at the expense of the priorities that have been in place to date, and will also require governments to use their own resources in the adult learning sector. Only a few European countries and regions can draw upon the European Social Fund to any large degree to fund innovation, but as a rule not to finance adult learning. The ongoing redistribution of the European Social Fund in new member states will also result in restrictions being imposed in other regions. We are pleased the European social partners and non-governmental organizations that were involved in the consultation process during the preparatory stage also have a role to play in the delivery of the action plan and are able to bring their specific expertise into play. Particular attention should be paid to securing decent working conditions for service providers and for ensuring such trainees can also draw upon their user rights, regardless of whether or not they pay for these services out of their own pockets. For continuing the work on the action plan, a number of European Commission and European Union bodies should be involved. Cooperation of this kind would foster policy coherence between the objectives and activities. We also welcome the involvement in the consultation process of international organizations. As a next step, the European Commission should draw up an additional International Adult Learning Action Plan. In drawing up the rules of good governance for adult learning facilities, sufficient consideration should be retained for diversity and plurality so that smaller not-for-profit providers that offer significant cultural added value and that operate with innovative methods also have the opportunity of securing support. Modern and multifunctional local learning centers are vital to good governance. We welcome the introductory reference to the partnership that is desirable in cities and regions, but regret the absence of any specific recommendations regarding the need for coordination in the systematic expansion of adult learning in a particular area. As part of the action plan, greater attention should be paid to the construction of local, visionary, and attractive learning centers for all adults across all regions of Europe. Much adult learning still has to be delivered in shared accommodations that were actually built for different purposes and are only available at certain times. Any express inclusion in the action plan of residential adult education centers is lacking, although these, among others, shine out as beacons of European adult learning. The fact these centers have boarding facilities makes them key meeting places for trainees and teachers on the move from across Europe. Over the last 10 years, subsidies to these centers have been cut considerably, and a number have closed in recent years. The opportunities and difficulties involved in new communications technologies should be more fully reflected in the implementation of the action plan, and should also be factored into the action plan to a greater extent. Lack of information technology access is an additional example of social exclusion, and is becoming an ever more acute problem. For instance, about half of all households in Europe have no home internet access, and 40% of Europeans admit to having no internet skills. Little progress has been forthcoming in offering free internet-based learning opportunities to all adults, even though at the same time, patents for appropriate learning programs are under discussion and have already been applied for. Employers provide a large portion of training for adults. However, trade unions also promote adult learning in their own facilities and in the workplace, for instance, by providing local and international courses via their own organizations and by putting in place motivational advice and support services for learning provisions in the workplace. It is important to ensure the action plan strikes a balance between the learning opportunities that are offered and fair access for all trainees. We endorse the key message that good governance among adult learning providers should be trainee-focused and welcome the recommendation to establish close relations with trainee organizations. Within the adult learning context, however, this premise does not go far enough. In most European countries, the democratic rights of young school children and students have, to date, been covered by considerably more effective legal safeguards than those of adult learners. The member states and the Commission should pay more attention to initial and continuing training and to the status and payment of the adult learning staff.